God's word for our consideration, God's word for our nurture, God's word for us as we walk the path of life together as those who believe in Jesus Christ, is from the gospel lesson, the second part of the gospel lesson. And here Jesus says, and he told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard and came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now, I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if it doesn't, cut it down." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about life and leasing. And I want you to think about those kinds of terms because I want you to think about how long your life, your lease on life will last. It's interesting how we attack death and dying. We really don't want to talk about death. We really don't want to talk about dying, even though it's the process that happens. And as we think about death and dying, we even think about our own lives. And we think about sin, we think about life, we think about peace, we think about a loving God, and we think about why we're dying, why death enters our life, and what happens because we're sinful. And the Apostle Paul says, the wages of sin is death. So I want you to think about sin and death. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about the process. I want you to think about this illustration. Because sin has a way of zapping our life. And it can be equated to a giant water bug. A giant water bug is enormous, heavy, brown beetle that eats insects, tadpoles, fish, and frogs. It has grasping forelegs that are hooked inward to seize a victim and hold it tight. The giant water bug then, with a vicious bite, injects its victim with enzymes that paralyze it. It only takes one bite. And the poison that shoots through this one puncture dissolves the victim's muscles, bones, and organs. Everything except the skin. The giant water bug then sucks out the victim's body, which has been reduced to juice. I want you to think about sin, how sin has its effects on us the same way. That it pulls out of our bodies the faith that we have in Jesus. The sin that we commit each and every day. The sin of greed and envy. The sin of laziness and pride. Those kinds of sins that eat away at our faith in Jesus, the sins that cause us to really be reflective of God's word and what God wants us to do during the season of Lent. He wants us to do every single day of our lives, and that's be repentant of our sins. Seeking God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And this is that giant water bug. It just causes us to feel squeamish. But do we feel squeamish about the sins we have committed? Do we really feel squeamish on upsetting our gracious God with the sins of those that we turn away from Jesus? The sins that are eating away at our faith and our life? Because this is wants us to be really reflective. Christ wants us to be reflective of our life. And so he takes the fig tree. He wants us to understand that the fig tree could be our life. And God, as the vine dresser, is digging around the roots of our faith and our life and not pouring manure onto it, but pouring his grace and his mercy and his love and Jesus on our life to have us to be reflective of who we are. That we're special people. That we're special people in Jesus Christ. To be reflective of this life that we have. This is what Lent's all about. But it's to cause us to be reflective each and every day of our lives. Just not during Lent, but every single day. To be reflective and to know about the life that we have and how patient God is. That God is very patient. Jesus uses another illustration about the two sons in Luke chapter 15 and how God is patient with those two sons, that one squanders the inheritance. If you remember, that he goes into a town and he squanders all his inheritance and he says, you know, I need to go back home. But I know that my dad's going to be upset, so I'll be his servant. And Jesus is using that illustration to tell us how forgiving this God is of our sins. That he takes the sins away from us. He says through the psalmist, as far as the east is from the west, I will remove your sins from me. In Jeremiah, God says, I will remember their sins no more. So what Luke chapter 13 is having us do is to be reflective of God's grace and God's mercy and God's love. To know that his grace is there. But his patience sometimes wears very, very thin with us. Because he knows he has created us. And he has created us in his own image. And yet, we tend to be thinking horrible things about this creative thing that he has done and how he has created faith in our hearts and our lives. And yet, he wants us to think. He wants us to ponder on Jesus, to ponder on our own faith, to ponder on our own life, to see how God's grace and love works in our lives. And it's not something that we can pick from the tree, but it's given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit to be reflective of God's grace, to be reflective of who we are, and to understand that this life that we have is not here for all eternity. When Karen's mother, Doris, died, and there were cousins who got together the night before for a dinner, and we were talking, and one of Karen's cousins says, you know, we're the next generation. And I sat there and I started thinking, you know, you're right. We're the next generation that God will call home soon. We need to be reflective of that. We need to be reflective of God's grace and God's glory, and to repent of the sins that we have committed, and to look to His grace and love as He forgives us those sins, and that He empowers us after being repentative and after seeking His love and grace and mercy. He empowers us. He empowers us to share that story of Jesus' love with others, to share what God has done in Jesus Christ and how He has lifted us up and encourages us in this life, in this world, to be His servants, to be those who carry out His word of passion and love. And this is what Jesus is sharing through Luke, and how Jesus wants His disciples to be reflective, as He wants us to be reflective of our life. And as we repent of our sins and seek His grace and mercy, He forgives us, He lifts us up, and He empowers us to be those servants of His in this world, to be encouraging, to be reflective, to be uplifting, and to be repentative of our sins so that His grace can work in our hearts and our lives. In Christ's holy name, amen.